Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Omud Beis, and we, Mitzvah Hashem, are going to finish up Simin Shin Yud Zayin, which is in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah today, and our discussion for today about knots. And we begin with Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Aniva Mutar, a bow, to tie a bow on Shabbos, that's not considered a knot. Delav Keshehu, and therefore it is permitted to go and tie a bow. This has tremendous nafka meaning, if there's a tie that you need to make on Shabbos, or to untie something, if it's a bow, it's absolutely permitted. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Aniva Mutar, adds over here, Rotzel Omar, Afilu Mahatko Yofe. This is true even if you tie it very tightly, you make a tight bow. V'daito Shiyiskayim Kein Tomid, even if your intention is that it should last for a while, permanently even. As we learned in the Gemara, that this type of a bow is still permissible. Chofetz Chaim then goes into a long, detailed discussion about further such issues, which we will not have the time to do now. In any event, we go now to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, va'afilu im oso kesher echod lemata, no'agim bohenter. This permissibility to tie a bow over here includes even if you have a knot and then you tie a bow on top of it. A single kesher is not considered a problem. So when a person, for example, ties his shoes, so he first makes a knot, what's called a knot, and then he makes a bow on top of it. So that is permitted. Im osa kesher echod lamata, no'agim boheta. You're still allowed to put the bow on top of it. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Choftes. The Kosu Achronim, he writes that the Achronim say, that which the rabbis permitted you to go and make an initial knot and then a bow on top of it, this heter over here, that you can have a bow on top of a knot, that's only, as opposed to the bow itself, that's only in a situation where you're planning on untying it that day. Because this is not considered a ma'isa uman, and as long as it's not a ma'isa uman, a professional knot, and it's going to be untied that day, so that's mutar lechatchila, not even an issur derabbanan. However, the Mishneh Berurah adds, avolam hi lekaima al ezes man, but if it is to last for a significant period of time, more than the day, for example, kigon lulav v'chayotzi bo, a lulav, you want it to last the binding for the entire sukkah. So therefore, in this situation, also lasos kesher lamato el aniva, then you're not allowed to make a knot and have a bow on top of it, but you can make a bow and another bow, that would be allowed. Bovad, only that. V'rashoy lasos shtei anivos el gavzet, v'kein yesh linhok. You can make two bows, but you can't have a knot and then a bow, because that would be too much if it's going to be somewhat for a long period of time, more than a day, that would be an issur derabbanan. Now, this has huge nafka minas. The practical ramifications of this din can be seen in Dear Shu footnote number 36. We write, Le'inyin kshira sefer Torah, le'acha shekoru bo b'mincha b'shabbos. You have a sefer Torah, you just read it by mincha on Shabbos, and you're going to tie the gartel around the sefer Torah, you're going to do galila, or, for example, you take a sefer Torah at shacharis time, which you're not going to use at mincha for Shabbos. So how do you tie the gartel? So he brings down from the mincha Shabbos, She'ein lekoshro ayide aniva shal gabi kesher. You shouldn't make a knot and then put a bow on top of it like you would normally tie it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. And as well, lebodim chayim chayim, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita. However, on the other hand, he brings down for the Marashak, she'af she'yesh lelamed z'chus al osam akoshim sefer tovi bi'aniva shal gabi kesher. He says, there is a heter, you could be melamed z'chus. He suggests, he says, while there may be a heter over here, you should follow the opinions that we just brought down, not to make a knot and then a bow. What should you do? You tuck in the garto into the binding, into the part that you wrapped around the Sefer Torah, in a way that is not a knot. On the other hand, the Ktos HaShulchan says, Yesh l'lamed chus, you can be melamed chus on the people that do this to be mekel. And he says, because the galila sefer Torah and tying this bow on top of a knot is a mitzvah. And therefore, l'tzorach mitzvah, we already paskined earlier, shemutu likshar kesher ha'osu b'drabbanan. It's only an issur derabbanan at best over here, and to perform a mitzvah, one could be over an issur derabbanan. So the Ktos HaShulchan says, there's a limud chus over here that you can even rely upon. And he brings that as well for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shaminu Glahakel, the Velt is Makel over here. And he says, "B'makom tzorech." The Bir Halacha writes, "Sheyesh lahakel kedasa sovrim shekol kesher she'ena omed l'skayim shavua yomim ena also afilu midrabbanan." And you can rely upon the lenient opinion that says that if it's more than a day, but it's still less than a week, so then if it's only a kesher over here that's asu midrabbanan, you can rely upon the opinions that say that that's not a nisa midrabbanan. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and therefore those that rely upon the Seter have those that they certainly can rely upon. Many shuls nowadays, of course, use Velcro, or in the German communities, they have a bund, which they tie in the way that we said was permissible, by wrapping it around and then tucking it in. So certainly, if one could be machmir not to rely upon this kula, kol hakavod. Furthermore, he brings down, according to those that hold that it's osur, even in the Sefer Torah, to tie the bow on top of the knot. So the Ksosha Shulchan writes, She'en lasos kein afilu biyom hey. If you say that you're not allowed to do this, so then you're not allowed to do this on Thursday. You do Galil on Thursday. Hey, no problem. I'm going to tie the knot. What's the issue on a weekday? Because they're going to have to untie it on Shabbos, assuming they're, of course, using that Sefer Torah on Shabbos. And Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita adds, She'afa pishal adeyazu l'chadchila yesh likro b'shabbos b'sefer shalonik shabbi aniv agabi kesher. So then, according to this, you shouldn't use that Sefer Torah on Shabbos. If that's the only Sefer Torah that's available, then the tzibur is allowed to use that Sefer Torah. Yesh lahakel lahatiro. You can rely upon the lenient opinions that say you can untie it. The next important ramification of this din can be seen in Dirshu Foot number 37. What about tying a necktie on Shabbos? While there are those that are today are a little bit more loose in their dress, there are many people, especially of the older generation, that would never think of walking outside on Shabbos without their tie on. A lot of these people would always wear a tie during the week as well. It was a sign of kavod. It was a beged of respect in certain Ashkenazi communities. So what about wearing this on Shabbos? Are you allowed to tie a necktie on Shabbos? So he says, Im hakshira nasis biofen, if the tie is made in a way that you can essentially untie it by just pulling on one end, it's like a slip knot. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Yesh lodun kesher zeh kaniva agabi kesher. This would have the status of a bow on top of a knot. And for those that forbid it, you have to be careful over here that you undo it within a 24-hour period of time. It's usually not a problem. Friday night or Shabbos morning or Shabbos afternoon, you're going to take it off well before 24 hours are gone. But some people that are a little bit lazy and they just loosen it and then they put it down, so then if it's going to stay that way for 24 hours, mi'eis leis, then it's potentially a problem. However, Nissan Karlitz Shlita says, Sha'afim ho'aniva mehudekes mutu lekoshu latira. He says it's not a problem at all. And even if you're going to leave it for a longer period of time, unless you're doing it on a permanent basis, then a permanent basis would be a problem. But if you're just doing it even for a longer period of time, it's not a problem. Finally, Dirshu Foot number 38 has a discussion, amongst other things, where it talks about a various sort of a tie that's known as an azikunim, which we would say is basically some sort of a zip tie, where you insert this band of plastic, you take one end of it and insert it in the other end that has a receptacle there, and then when you push it through there, it clicks and you tighten it. So can you use this on Shabbos? So Nissan Karlitz Shlita says this is not a problem of kesher. Kivin she'eno kosher dover b'dover. You're not really tying something together over here. You're just attaching them together, and they're stuck together. That's allowed. And even if you're doing two of them, one to the other, he says it's still allowed. However, here, there may be situations where you may have a problem of boneh, and that's a separate discussion, but it's not a problem of kesher, of tying. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal brings down Shebechibur Ayde Azikunim Yesh Misum Isser Kosher. So we see that Rav Ozer doesn't permit this usage. Now we go to Sif Vav in the Mechaber. Koshrim Chevel B'pnei Apara B'shul Shelo Teitzeh. You're allowed to tie a knot over here with a rope in front of an entranceway or an exitway so the cow won't go out. And this is permitted Vafilu B'shnei Rosh HaPesach, even if you're tying it to both sides of the doorway. We don't concern ourselves with Chayshinan Shemayati Rosh Echad that you'll untie only one side V'yotziyena Derech Sham V'yaniach Rosh Hasheni Kosher, and you allow the cow to go out and you leave the rope over there tied to the other end, which will be somewhat of a permanent tie. That's not a concern for us, and therefore you can do this. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Lamid the Mistama Yatir Eshneim, because probably you're going to untie both of them, and it won't be V'lohebi Kesher Shokayama. He adds, "V'hu adin demuto likshor shnei chavolim zula malamizu." Likewise, you could tie two ropes over here, one above the other. Lo amrinan the mavato le liechod, that you're only going to untie one of them, and the other one you'll leave over there. The pa'amim matir ezu v'lefa'amim zu, because sometimes you untie one and sometimes the other. However, avol b'dayto levato liyachod osur. So the stamp position is that you're not going to do this. But if you're intending to do this, you're going to leave one over there, then it would be forbidden on Shabbos. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, metaltalin chevel shalgardi. A person is allowed to go and take a rope of a weaver. Remember what tells us, Pirush Oreg, somebody who weaves. They had special ropes, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, are important ropes. Below Gazrin and Otul Chevel the Alma, Kemosha Kosa B'Sif Dalet. Previously we said, you can't even do certain things with a Gardi's rope because it's Choshev, because there are other ropes that are not Choshev that you will leave over there, so therefore we don't even allow you to do it with a Gardi rope, the weaver's rope, which is more expensive, more Choshev. Here we don't say that. The Hacha, in regards over here, Bepara, regards to putting up the block so the cow can't get in or out, Afilu Chevel the Alma, Lo Shriach, the Heishal Kayama. Even here, a regular rope, never mind an important rope, a choshev rope like the weaver's rope, people don't leave it over there. So therefore, there's no reason to make a gezerah. You may come to leave a regular rope, so we don't let you even use the weaver's rope. So therefore, metaltel in chevel shel gardi, the Mechaber tells us you are allowed to go and tie this rope of the weavers, lekoshro ba'evus u'bapara, to attach it to either the trough or to the cow, for whatever purposes you need to do so for, you are allowed to do this. The lo chayshinan, we're not concerned, shemayati rosha echa, that you come to only untie one end of it, v'yaniach rosha sheni kaim, leave the other end tied to either the trough or to the cow, and therefore have made a permanent knot or a more permanent type of a knot that will last for more than 24 hours in this situation. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Beis, as we just said, the Chevel Gardi Choshev Lo Yanichusham. We don't have to concern ourselves over here that you may leave this rope over here because it's a very Choshev rope. However, the Mechaber does say, Avo Chevel Di Amalo, but a regular rope, you do have to be concerned that you may come to leave one end tied. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, Dilma Yaniach Rosh Echot Kosher, you'll leave only one end tied, you'll untie the other end, so it's not a permanent knot, but then you'll leave the other end tied. However, Aval Ein Hatami Shomukta, but the reasoning over here is because of tying and not because of a mukta concern. Because the Stam Chevel, a simple rope that you have in your house, Shibabayis, Uchan Hulish Tashmish, is available for usage, it's not mukta. And he brings this down the name of the El Yerabba and the name of the Tosefta. So the only problem over here with a regular rope would be that you'll tie both ends off, you'll open up one end, but then you'll leave the other end tied. With an important rope, we're not concerned about that. The Mechaber qualifies this further, and he says, "Vahani mili, this is true. Lekasho bievus ubapara, that we allow you to do this is to tie it to the trough or to tie it to the cow. Avlam haya kasho bievus verotza lekasho bapara. But if it's already attached to the avus, and now you want to attach it to the cow." Oh, im hayakasher b'paru, or vice versa. If it's attached to the cow, and now verotza lekasho bievus, and now you want to attach it to the trough. Muta b'chol chevel. Then you're allowed to do this certainly with a weaver's rope, but even with any regular rope. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkat Lamed Daled, because the stoma also akesh shoyekvar, because the knot that you had there previously before Shabbos, manich lios kosher, that you're going to definitely leave over there. Umati rosh hasheni, so you definitely will come and undo the other end, and therefore there is no concern the part that you did on Shabbos that you're going to end up leaving it there in a permanent nature. And he brings this down the name of the Bach. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Kol kesher shilof amim nimlach umavatlo shom liolam. Any knot that occasionally you change your mind and you decide to leave it there forever. So afa pisha tchilas asiyosu, even though at the beginning when you made this knot on Shabbos, lo haysal menatzal niach shom, you had no intention of leaving it over there, but now you changed your mind. So osim the rabbanon. The rabbis say that this is forbidden. He brings this down in the Sharat Zion Oschach Beis at the name of the Sefer Yerayim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Hilkach, also Likchor Ritzuos HaMichlesayim, you can't tie certain strings on pairs of pants, Shalafamim Nimloch, that a person will sometimes change his mind, Umavat L'Shom Liolam, Achu Boloi. And he'll say, gee, this string is actually a good belt, so to say, over here. I'm going to leave it on until these pants get worn out. So that's a permanent nature. So even though he originally put it on not to have it permanently, if you go and leave it on permanently, that would be Nisad Rabbanon. And he says as well, Va'ayim b'tchila sasimim b'bir halacha, you can go look in the bir halacha over there, mashikos savnu sham odozeh, in regards to this din. And there we talk that the Chavetz Chaim writes that if a person does something, even though everybody else does it in a different way, so mevatel his intention to what everybody else is doing. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ochle behema mutu likshor behem b'shabbos, various food items that are being given to your animal, so you're allowed to tie them on Shabbos, because the lo shayach bo kasher shel kayoma, this is not going to be a permanent knot, bringing down the name of the Rambam, and I assume it's because the animal is going to eat it, so it's not going to stay there for a long period of time. He adds further from the Chayyadim, because of the Chayyadim, the Davka Begemilach, this is only talking about when you're dealing with some sort of a moist type of a reed, or things like this, of Chayotibo, the Keshiyis Yabesh Tinosik, when they dry up, they will break. So even if the animal doesn't eat it, when it dries up over here, it will break on its own, and therefore it's not a permanent knot. Abel Kash, but straw, V'chayotzebo, or things like straw, which when they're dry, they don't break. And likewise, V'chein ba'alim shelulavim, the fronds of a palm tree, the fronds of a lulav tree, the lomanatik, that they don't break easily either. So then, dino kitevin. They have the halachic status of tevin over here, which the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yubayz in Shabbos and Kuf Nuzayin Omid Bayz over there with Rashi's explanation. So it has the same halachic status over here as something that would be forbidden to tie it off because it could be left permanently. And he says as well, ayin in the bir halacha, mashu kasavin was there. He has an arichas over here in the bir halacha on this as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and with this we conclude this entire beautiful siman on tying. Haposel chavolim, if you're twining together, you're making twine over here by wrapping various types of strings together, chayv mishum kosher. That is also forbidden because that's called kosher, that's called tying. V'hamafridon, likewise, one who unties these, one who unbinds them, v'einu mechavin lekalkal, he's not doing it in a destructive fashion, but he's doing it so he now has multiple strings available to him, is chayev mishum matir. He would be considered over here as if he's untying this, and therefore it would be forbidden, and these both dinim are brought down in the name of the Rambam. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Yod Zayin and today's shir.